So this lady has been working like all of us to speak truth of Agenda 2030. She's very, very educated. I'd like you to take on board what she says. She speaks a lot of truth. Let's welcome Sandy Adams.
Wow, hello London, how good are you? You're amazing, thank you. Now we all know, we should all know by now what Agenda 21 is, Agenda 2030. And if you don't, go to my website, sandyadams.uk. And I will, on there, there's all the information about how it started, the history of it. And it has been a 30-year plan to bring in global governance. And that is what we're seeing right now. This long-term plan rolled out through climate change and then accelerated just recently with COVID-19. Now, we're told now by the World Economic Forum, we are in the fourth industrial revolution. And Klaus Schwab and all his cronies with the WEF, do go to their website, wef.org, and you will be able to see what they have planned for you. It's all there in interactive mind maps, layer upon layer of interactive mind maps to show you what they intend for our future. Now, on the World Economic Forum's website, they talk about the end of GDP, the end of gross domestic product. How can you run a planet without trade, without gross domestic product? It's a thing of the past, they say. We've ended our love affair with GDP. So what do they want to do? They want to replace it with a different kind of economy. They say capitalism is a thing of the past, and the United Nations are promoting capitalism, not capitalism. Well, what is capitalism? Well, they are going to replace our economy with a new kind of capitalism, and it's called surveillance capitalism. And it's far worse than any capitalism we've ever seen. So those that decry what we have now, please do not think that they are offering anything better. This will not be a green, shiny utopia. It will be dystopia, a technocratic dystopia. Klaus Schwab and his cronies, they're bringing in the great global reset, a plan to hike up carbon taxes so that every human action has a cost, and a fiscal reckoning for the pandemic will fall due, they say, and the human cost will be higher green taxes. But worse than that, there's something that is very, very close to my heart that they are bringing in, and I put out a clarion call to every father, every mother, and every grandparent here today, because there's something far worse they're bringing in to replace our price-based economy that we have now, because they are crashing the economy. It is crashing, and they're deliberately crashing it. And they're doing it to bring in the great global reset, the green reset, or the fourth industrial revolution, they call it. And there's a part of this whole plan that disgusts me. It disgusts me to the core. As a mother and a grandmother, I am appalled by it, and you will be too. And I'm sure a lot of you know about it already. There's an amazing woman in the States, in Philadelphia, called Alison McDowell. And she's just a mother and an activist. and she is highlighting this. And I wanted to bring her here today, but she couldn't make it. So I'm standing to put out all the research that she's done, because she's an amazing woman. And there's many amazing women who are putting out stuff about the surveillance capital that's coming in. Shoshana Zuboff, Alison McDowell, and Yosha Levine. These people are really getting to the nitty-gritty of how our new economy will be run if we don't stand up and oppose it. And stand up, oppose it, we must do. This is the lives of our children at stake. The most evil replacement on our current economy is the commodification of our children to turn them into financial instruments. Their outcomes to be traded as futures on the financial markets, like pork bellies or corn. This is called social impact investing, using what they call human capital bonds. This is a new global economic system to replace GDP. This is the misuse of data in education. Children becoming commodities for global markets with their data. This is management of poverty. People being pushed onto online platforms to monitor behavior. This is a pay for success scheme with outcomes-based contracts on data dashboards. Children will be surveilled and data harvested from cradle to grave in the education system. The idea is from the moment a child is born, through surveillance monitoring from preschool onwards, the child meets milestones and achievements, and there's a cumulative return generated for the impact investors. This is done by use of tokens on the blockchain. The child or its parents are unaware of this transaction, but it's generated and fed into algorithms. These algorithms that collect the data will be working out who are the leaders, who are the followers, who has empathy, who doesn't. Where are their social behaviours? What are their social behaviours? How valuable will they be to society? This will create a profile of that child to fit them into a place within the military-industrial complex as a perfect global citizen, which in turn will create a return for the investors. All the information fit onto the blockchain ledgers with a digital identity. This is like the Chinese social credit system, but it's happening here, guys. It's happening here in the UK. It's happening in the US. It is happening globally, and we have to stop it. We have to oppose it. In the UK, we play surveillance touch screen play tables to monitor preschool children are being used in schools all over the globe, and most educators are not questioning it. Why? It's all based on compliance and finance. The corporations and central banks that service this data management are funding the school system. Our school system is being privatized.
I wish I got my meal deal earlier.
UNICEF are providing funding for these schemes and have been testing the tech in poor countries and communities in Africa. Disney is funding UNICEF to produce this tech aimed at younger children to lure them into normalizing these models. Blockchain and smart contracts, and you are played in the game. And it's like the blockchain. In the blockchain, the children are being played like characters with digital profiles, predictions, and social group behavior. The idea is to bring in more distance learning, so children are isolated from their peers. This makes personal data gathering easier regarding family dynamics, so the families are being surveilled at the same time because the children are isolated. Predictive profiling will discriminate against the poorest and most vulnerable in our communities, those who will need more public services and make profit for the investors. People will only get these services if they comply to more regulation, vaccines, RIDF chipping, health checks, invasive digital monitoring, and so forth. They could be denied food, money in a cashless society, freedom and freedom of movement, if they don't comply. The blockchain is not a tool for freedom. Sorry, the blockchain is not a tool for freedom. It is rather an instrument of domination and discipline. It's sold to us as the perfect method to monetize the data of our lives, but it only serves us in monetary transactions for the profiteers and racketeers. Our human relationships are worth so much more than this. Thank you. There are banks creating these financial instruments to enslave our young now. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Citibank, Vatican Bank, Blackstone, BlackRock, Deutsche Bank, all involved in impact investing. Tony Blair, Steve Rothschild. Money in this. They have invested heavily in impact investing and have been piloting it since the early 2000s in prisons in the UK, Peterborough Pit Prison, and poor black communities in the United States and Africa. Ronald Cohen is a supporter of this in the US with the help of the Rockefeller and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They all have their noses in the trough. We really have to pause and consider, to ask ourselves, is this the world we want our children and our grandchildren to live in? No! A world without freedom, freedom of thought, movement, speech, free to be creative and the best they can possibly be, to be able to socialize with their peers and form healthy relationships, free from isolation, surveillance, and predictive profiling. Free from living in a digital jail and groomed for their data. Okay, sorry. Basically our children deserve a world of freedom. How do I talk? There, yeah? Yeah, is that okay? Okay. We want our children and grandchildren to live in a world with freedom of thought, movement, speech, free to be creative and the best that they can possibly be. To be able to socialize with their peers and form healthy relationships free from isolation, surveillance, and predictive profiling. Free from living in a digital jail and groomed for their data as young as reception age. Not to live in a cyber box in isolation. We must rise up against this diabolical agenda with a campaign of non-cooperation. If it means throwing away our devices, can we do that to save the human race? Yes! This is not a human agenda. This is not a human agenda. They are creating a cyber open air prison, and it relies on our addiction to the technology that has created that prison. We must instead build new systems that have open doors, that unite us in community and care and nature, and are accountable and protect our privacy. Google, Facebook, and YouTube don't give a damn. They want to isolate us in mountains of dehumanized data. The ultimate goal is to merge us with the AI. We know that. That is the ultimate goal of global governance. And they want to merge us with the AI that we are tied to. That would herald the end of humanity. That is the end game of global governance. We must oppose this with all our might. Are we ready? Yeah! Are we ready to save humanity? Yeah! Will you give up your devices? Yeah! Brilliant.
Let's give a big round of applause to Sandy Adams.